You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. We're coming to you from the Silver Blades Ice Rink in Altrincham, where Manchester Storm took on Brayhead Clan. It was a 5-2 victory for the Clan, and I'm with the head coach, as always, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, what pleased you most about the victory tonight?
Well, I'm pretty sure it was a 5-1 victory, but we'll check the video on that second goal. I'm pretty outrageous if it was. Whatever. Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, the guys battled well. I thought we got better as the game went on. You know, we've been off. We didn't play last weekend, so you know, a long travel day and everything. But I thought the guys, you know, I thought we played an okay first and a better second, and then obviously I thought we took over in the third, and guys played well.
You had that break in the last couple of weeks. Were you concerned that might have, you know, a bit of rustiness perhaps might have come in at some point?
I think, you know, it's rest versus rest, and I thought, you know, we needed the rest, and we had a great week, a good week of practice, you know, traveling around Scotland and practicing as we do. But no, we had a good week, and guys are fresh, and you know, I thought they looked good out there. I thought our power play looked good. You know, we didn't score on the one or two chances there. We got 1.5 power plays there at the end, and I thought the power play looked good. We just didn't execute, but we moved the puck around in a tough building to move it around. But ice is small, the ice is bad. You know, pucks are bouncing. But I thought we looked really good. So, it's a good win. It's a good road win in a tough building.
I mean, it's a very small ice rink. It's the first time I've been down here, and I can't believe how small it actually is. I hear you guys talking about it. Do you need to kind of alter your game a little bit to accommodate for that?
Yeah, absolutely. You gotta alter everything from Monday, the week leading up to playing in here. You gotta make sure that guys are used to playing in small spaces, and you alter your practice schedule, and you treat it a bit differently. Luckily, kind of in a way, because we got three in a row. Coventry's obviously a bit bigger, but it's not Olympic by any stretch. And then we're back in here Saturday, so we got that to an advantage. And practicing in Auchinharvey is great, you know, because it's a smaller ice surface there, and it allows us to get accustomed to the size. And so we're really trying to adapt our practice plans to suit these small rinks. And you know, but you got to give a lot of credit to the guys. Rusty was a wall when we needed him. You know, we didn't break down an awful lot, and when we did, he was there to bail us out.
5 good goals as well.
Yeah, and you know, scoring goals through committee, and it's good. That third goal that Levy scored was huge. You know, and that's what Alex Levitt does. When he gets a chance, it's in the back of the net, and that's why he's here. So he, you know, and then he was able to squeak that one on the breakaway. So no, it was, like I said, it was a good effort. I thought my D zone was well. I thought our D zone played well. I thought we were stiff there. I thought we controlled a large portion of the play in the second half of the game. You know, it's a tough building to get a lot of grade A scoring chances because it's tough to get inside. But we did an exceptional job today of trying to manufacture some stuff off face-offs and create some plays out of nothing. The guys did a great job.
And on to Coventry tomorrow, another tough test.
Yeah, it's going to be a real tough one. You know, I think they're playing really good hockey right now. They're flying high here, so we know that they're going to be a tough one here. We got to make sure we're ready, you know. But our game plan doesn't alter that much. We'll make a couple minor adjustments here, but you know, hopefully we came through this one injury free, and we can take this third period here into Coventry.
You're starting to feel like there's some momentum behind the team now. You got a couple of good results now.
No, I think. You know, I think you're just building and building and building, and we're trying to play more of a complete game than a really good one and a really bad one and a really good one. We're trying to be a tough team to play against. Obviously, we, you know, I like my group, I like my unit, and we saw today we stick up for one another. We play, you know, we play the right way. And yeah, I mean, I think we definitely got areas we can improve on, and we are trying to improve on. But you know, it's a start, hopefully, of something. But it's a long month on the road, and we'll take it one night and one game at a time.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks.